producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Shares of the restaurant chain Chipotle tumbled 12.3% to an 18-month low on Friday on word that the E. coli outbreak, originally limited to Chipotle locations in Washington State and Oregon, had spread to four additional states, California, Ohio, New York, and Minnesota. Brandon Doby, a 19-year-old Colgate University student who picked up food at a Chipotle in Syracuse, New York, had this to say, "I'm aware of the E. coli breakout, but I've got bigger things to worry about than E. coli."
What?
No!
Oh, no. What are you guys doing still eating at Chipotle? E. coli's coming to get you, right?
But it's E. coli. It's E. coli. Right.
I got bigger things.
Run,
I know. This is very funny, Super Don. I mean, it's not funny for anybody to get sick. That's not what's funny. What is funny is that there's a concerted effort, and it's obvious. It's just so blatant. The moment that, was it Steve Ellis or Perry Ellis? Who runs that Chipotle chain? Steve somebody or other. When he came out and said, "We're going non-GMO, folks," that was it. The gloves were off. The media was going to go after. Big food was going to go after. The government was going to try and target. Everybody was going to try to target and take down a few notches at least Chipotle. And then they come out with this E. coli scare in the Pacific Northwest, and the CDC acknowledges it can't even find the source of it. And now they're claiming it's spread to other places, and they're bummed out here because people are still going to Chipotle.
Even though their stock tanked
a little bit, but I'm thinking it's a good buying opportunity, not that I'm into the stock market. But they really are gunning for Chipotle on this issue. And they are seemingly one of the most responsible corporations out there going with what they're doing.
It depends on who you ask, because, you know, there's always a different way that you can spin a story. Now, Fox News jumped on this, I believe it was a week ago, maybe two, when this was really in the peak of the media cycle.
We covered it, too, yeah.
We did. We covered. They did an interview, actually, with one guy who is saying, "I'm never going to eat at Chipotle ever again." Mm-hmm. And then the new stuff that's coming out here with the stock situation is one side will say, "Oh, the stock has tumbled, and oh, they're feeling the pain of the blah, blah." But there's another side of this story where people are coming out and they're saying, "This is a great opportunity. This is a huge value. You need to invest in Chipotle now," because they know that it's just a matter of a few days, the stock is going to jump right back up. So this is actually a good opportunity to buy stock in Chipotle.
Exactly. If somebody were trying to get in on the Chipotle stock, they could have orchestrated this news. I mean, this is the kind of, you know, insider trading that goes outside when they do this stuff. And I find it interesting in this story. It says at least 45 people have been infected with E. coli 026 strain or 026 strain. Of those 43 out of 45 reported eating at a Chipotle restaurant in the week before their illness started. Now, here's the thing. If you had, let me just say it this way. The CDC can't track down, evidently, where this originated from. Chipotle has closed down, cleaned these restaurants, sourcing back sources of sources of sources, trying to track it down, and nobody's come up with any answers here yet. I want you to think about this, and it's just coming through to me right now, Super Don, so I may not even say it correctly. But let's just say 45 children showed up, all right? 45 children showed up at an emergency room in a hospital with seizure disorders or high fever or a paralytic response. And 43 out of the 45 had recently been vaccinated. Would we be seeing the mainstream press going, oh my gosh, check the vaccinations out. This could be a disaster on our hands. 43 out of 45 children were vaccinated the week of, and these children showed up in the ER with high febrile fevers and seizures, for instance. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, I'm sure Fox would be right out there trying to find that one guy that would say, I'm never going to get a vaccination ever again.
Well, I mean, that would be the logical thing to respond appropriate because we know that this is it. In fact, there's a story a little later on we're going to talk about, an ER nurse coming clean on the witnessing of numerous adverse vaccine events that were denied by the doctors who were treated. It's just an amazing thing happened here. Yet, in this case, there's an agenda, a politically correct agenda to go after a company like Chipotle who has gone non-GMO with the exception of the high fructose corn syrup and their diet sodas that they still sell, or the regular sodas that they still sell. And maybe, I don't know, do they have ketchup? I don't know. But the point is, of their source materials, they're really cleaning it up, and we give them props for doing that. And so now they're bummed because kids are coming out and going, no, I think it's a good value. I think it's a good quality food, and I'm not going to stop eating there.
I mean, you look at this one statement here by this guy, Stan, 29 years old. He says, I can't live my life worried about some minute possibility something might kill me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and the thing is that that's a good attitude and a bad attitude simultaneously. Because on one level, that same perspective could be given to, so why eat healthy? All right. Well, if we argue that eating organically is better than eating chemically grown and processed food, no, I can't spend my life worried about that, right?
Sure.
And so there's the other side of that edge. But I may, because it's my wife's birthday today. Happy birthday, honey! I made breakfast, and I'm in charge of probably dinner tonight. I might end up going to Chipotle just because.
Oh, now come on. You can't do that. You got to know.
What should I do?
Listen, she is always walking into the studio with some type of handmade chocolate, organic, fruit, cheesecake, muffin, pie thing.
It's true. I know. I suck in return at doing something equally as nice and wonderful.
Hi, honey. Here's a Chipotle burrito.
Honey, happy birthday. Here's a bowling ball. Here's a bowling ball. I don't bowl.
Well, happy birthday. That's awesome.
Yeah. So there you go. Anyway, we'll have to figure this out in the next hour and a half here on the air, what I can do for dinner tonight, because that stresses me out. I don't mind.
We should get some phone call. People call in. What should Robert make for his wife for dinner on her birthday?
After I finish watching football.
Oh, yes, of course.
Wow. Such a cad. 866-939-BELL. Are the phones working today, by the way? If you're listening live on GCN or Syndicator all around the country on radios everywhere. And
they are working.
Okay, 866-939-BELL if you'd like to be part of the show today. Also, robertscottbell.com. How do you say that? Op-eds, hopefully working the notes, and they'll be up shortly at robertscottbell.com. Another couple of stories here on the GMO issue. I was on with Jerry Doyle Friday as well. Great. I don't know, Super Don, you don't have time anymore, but man, some of those clips are just hilarious. We had a lot to laugh about, but serious stuff too. We did talk about the Aqua Bounty, Aqua Booty genetically engineered salmon. And evidently, Canada, I don't know, Canada is being sued over this issue. The Canadian government is being sued because they approved, despite the people going, don't approve these genetically engineered salmon eggs. On Prince Edward Island in Canada, there's salmon farms up there. And let's just be honest, too. Even if these farm fresh, if you will, salmon are not genetically engineered, guess what they're eating? Genetically engineered foods. Farm salmon, not a good idea unless it's farm verified organic.
I thought that was the weirdest thing when I found out that the farmed salmon are eating corn. I mean, talk about something that does not exist in a fish's natural environment that they would eat corn?
Totally. Haven't you seen those cornfields off of the coast of California?
I know that underwater corn. That
right.
Grows
it looks
there
like, they look like seaweed, but they're actually fields of GMO Monsanto corn. Speaking of GMOs, the FDA is now taking issue with the term non-GMO. Non-GMO. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? They didn't even pass yet the Monsanto Protection Act or the latest version of it. The Dark Act, the Deny Americans the Right to Know Act, which is still in the Senate.
Right.
But the FDA is already going, well, I'm not going to wait. What are they doing? They're saying, well, we really don't agree with that genetically modified non-GMO label, right? Even though it's not a mandatory disclosure, we won't force any genetically engineered foods to or manufacturers of them to put it on their label. But the FDA says that term non-GMO, no, we don't like it. Why? Because most foods do not contain entire organisms.
Oh, geez.
Right? Yeah. Genetically modified organisms, that's GMO. But what are we going to do? GMPO? Genetically modified partial organisms? Is that the new term we do with that? A GMFO, genetically modified fractionated organisms? I mean, what the hell's wrong with these FDA dunderheads? They want you to say, well, how about put a label on it that says not bioengineered? Not bioengineered.
No, wait a minute. That's not.
But it is bioengineered.
It is, yes.
That's stupid. This oil is made from soybeans that were not genetically engineered. Wait a second. They are, but the whole organism isn't there. So now you're saying it's not genetically engineered. What?
Even if it's partially genetically engineered, it's still genetically engineered, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. But they're not into anything but partially and fractionated and hydrogenated and decombobulated. I'm telling you, the FDA needs to be disbanded and needs to be eliminated. And for all of you who think that we would all be dropping dead in the streets if that happened, there are people already dropping dead in the streets for the things that the FDA says are good and clean and great and wonderful. There are ways to do it on a local level, but, oh, we can't do localism. No, we got to be globalists. We got to be internationalists. We got to be citizens of the earth, as if somebody on the other side of the earth is going to watchdog the food that we eat on our side of the earth, much less your neighborhood. We got to start growing our food again. For God's sake, man. Speaking of which, maybe I can grab. I think I got some tomato. Ah, yeah, I got some organic tomatoes. I'm growing out back. That I could give those to my honey for her birthday. The tomatoes I got growing out back. Does that count?
Happy birthday. Here's a tomato? No.
Or two?
Come
organic
on.
Heirloom tomatoes? No, not good enough.
No.
Damn it. They look like little bowling balls. They're red and cool. They're awesome. Got a pepper.
She'll throw them back at you if you do that.
No, she won't because they're so good she'll eat them.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
We got lots more healing to go. And a comment of the day. Is it terrible or terrific? We're going to find out after this.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want Lastig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best-tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from Lastig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Thanksgiving at Lastig.com. L-E-C-I-G.com. Kick some ash with Lastig.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, I checked with my wife. She said, Super Don, that she would not throw the tomatoes at me. I was right. She would eat them, and then she would find something else to throw at me. So you're only half right.
All right. Well, then I would suggest not giving her the bowling ball then.
All right. Hey, Ben, can we do an extra 3 hours on the air today? I need to have a legitimate excuse, you know, to run out to Chipotle just in case I can't come up with something to cook. Maybe? Okay. We'll see. 866-939-BELL. We're going to hear from Sally Elcordi a little later in the program. Lots of updates from her. There's a hearing, I think, coming up in New York on Wednesday. We want you to know about related to the vaccine issue. We do questions of the day from time to time. Sometimes you call in live. Sometimes you leave a message at 866-939-BELL. Sometimes you put that message right up on my website, robertscottbell.com, and we get to them eventually. This is a follow-up question of the day that turned into a comment of the day. I got an email, in fact, as a follow-up. A woman named Patty had written in. Do you remember this? She was, like, praising us for one thing, but then she said the website was terrible.
I do. It was one of those messages we get where you're reading it, and then you have to do a double take, you know, because it's like, wait a minute. Wait, what?
Yeah, you love us, but you hate us. What? Wait, no. And basically, I mean, it was a very complimentary message, and then it was sort of like the way she threw out and your terrible website, we were like, I don't know
if
you understand
saying,
what
in
she
the
was...
sentence, I'm paraphrasing, it was like, I really love your website, and it is terrible.
Oh, that's right. It was a contradiction in the sentence. We were like, what? What is that? Anyway, she was nice. I don't even know if we remembered mentioning her name, but we got an email follow-up from her since last week when we read it on the air. And she says, let's see, is this the right one? Yes, it is. Dear Dr. Bell, I want to thank you for your email and at the same time apologize for the typing error. You know that I meant to type terrific and not terrible, but as usual, I was in a hurry and made this mistake.
You know, that autocorrect is kind of a pain sometimes. Sometimes it's rather funny, though.
Yeah, it can be the worst thing or the funniest thing, sometimes a little of both. She says, I just happened to listen when you read my email, and I nearly died of embarrassment. Thank goodness you didn't mention my name. Well, we did now, Patty. It was very funny. She says, I really do enjoy your shows, and when I miss one, I go into the archives. Your show is very informative, and I really like the format. Do we have a format, Super Don? Or is it, well, did
sure
she mean
though.
To say?
It's a very loose format, but we do try and organize things in some form or fashion.
I just thought she might have made a typo and meant to write floor mat. I really like your floor mat.
Oh, we love your floor mat.
Yeah, exactly. It's a great floor mat. I clean it once a year, maybe. Thank you for the information about Chromium. I can now order it. And I think that's what it was. I actually sent her an email. Sometimes if I have a moment, I can do that to let her know where to get the Chromium. And we get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com, 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. That was fun. Look, send your typos in to us because they're funny to read as well as we scratch our head and wonder what is the meaning of life.
Listen, I mean, if we hadn't been paying attention, we would completely miss that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's good, you know, keeping us on our toes.
I think that's very important. Absolutely, it's very important. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. You probably didn't get to hear me on Jerry Doyle on Friday, did you?
I did not. I have to go back and catch the podcast.
Dude, like I said, Jerry's great, and we had a lot of new listeners from the Jerry Doyle show, and it's just fun every time I'm on with him because he's so darn intelligent. You know, he can see through BS so quickly, and as we've progressed in our friendship over the years on radio and off, and the things he now integrates and incorporates and the stories we tell, and then the listeners have been on that journey as well. And it's just fun because they're experiencing the things that, you know, we have been doing here on this show for years. And they're tapping into a little bit here, or they're picking up the book, Unlock the Power to Heal. And they're trying out the things that are in the book. And they find, lo and behold, they actually work. And it's just like one of those things that is a game changer, a life changer for folks, much like the Truth About Cancer series that Ty Bollinger put out there. You know, the information we do, sure, it's in occasionally entertaining. And you'll laugh, and I hope that you do a lot because we like to laugh. But in you know, behind all of the laughter, there are really some things you can put to the test here and make some positive changes. And that's what makes this fun.
Not to mention, I mean, if you haven't had a chance to listen to Jerry, you really should go check it out because he's one of the top talk show hosts in the country in the Monday through Friday, you know, nationally terrestrial syndicated radio. He has been for a long time. And he is such an independent conservative that is so unheard of in talk radio. He allows us to talk about things, allows you to talk about things you would never hear on any other radio program.
No, not at all. Not even if they were like super conservative on these things. They're like, no, I can't let you go there.
You mean
sorry.
Sean Hannity isn't knocking down your door to have you on to talk about vaccines?
Don't you wonder why? We're going to talk about vaccines after this break, though. You stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
You think I can make like a grilled cheese and put a candle in it for dinner? Would that be a good birthday dinner for my honey? I'm just trying to think creatively.
You're going the wrong way. You don't go from Chipotle burrito to a grilled cheese sandwich.
No. All right. Well, if you have an idea of what I should cook dinner.
What's next? A Hot Pocket?
No. I'm not going to go that. See, the thing, whatever it is, I'm going to make it myself, although I'm not going to bake the bread from scratch. You know, we got some spelt bread. No, but it's got to be totally gluten-free. Oh, man. All right. Keep thinking. If you've got an idea for me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, lest I get hit on the head with a bowling ball for not doing the dinner. the right way, at least. We'll still figure this out between now and the time we get off the air. Give us a call, robertscottbell.com. Now, the vaccine agenda. First-time moms plan to follow vaccine schedule. According to healthfinder.gov, three-quarters of first-time expectant mothers plan to follow the recommended vaccination schedule for their children, a new study finds. This does not bode well for firstborn children. Right? They always say the firstborn children have an advantage. No. In our current Western vaccine-infused, genetically engineered philosophies, the firstborn are the ones that get hammered. The most dangerous thing to be in America is a firstborn child, especially if you're one of the 75% or so moms who plan to follow the CDC's unscientific, atrocious, atrocity-filled vaccine schedule. The second one, the third one, et cetera, are going to be the beneficiaries of the first one. Because when the moms find out what's happening to the millennials and now beyond, whatever they're calling the generations being born now, the devastation that's happening to them post-vaccination, it's just a crying shame. Literally, I cry tears over this stuff, that the parents are not getting the message. The agenda, of course, is in this article at healthfinder.gov, it's like, well, how do we do better to get the other 25% to do what the other 75% are doing? Survey of 200 American women pregnant with their first child also found that 10.5% plan to spread out the recommended vaccination schedule. That's already an improvement. 4% plan to have their children receive some but not all. That's even better. 10.5% were undecided, still undecided. What does that mean? Are they undecided to give any at all, or just they're just not answered? I don't know. But really, it's still such a small fraction of all children being born that are not going to be assaulted by the sacrament of the church of, well, pharmaceutical mysticism, vaccine division, or denomination, because it is a church. Following the vaccine schedule as recommended by CDC is not a scientific endeavor. It is it's a fear-induced endeavor, not rooted in science at all, but rooted in the convenience of managing you parents, molding you parents, keeping you parents compliant. Healthy baby visits are not for healthy babies. They're to make healthy babies sick babies. Because this medical allopathic establishment survives and thrives on sick babies, sick children, sick adolescents, and sick adults, without which they are a fraction of the size they are today. And the gateway drug, and I'll say it this way, to a lifelong dependence on allopathic, pharmaceutical, FDA-approved patent medicine dependency is the vaccine schedule. Super Don, before I leap into these other stories, do you have anything to share on this particular healthfinder.gov story about following the schedules? It's an agenda.
It is. There's an agenda there. I mean, obviously, they're coming out with this first, you know, moms-to-be. They're young. They're wanting to try and convince other people that this compliance is taking place because people are getting it. They're understanding. They're understanding that, you know, because there was the measles outbreak, because there was the swine flu, because there was all of these things that were going to cause the end of the world.
Yeah.
That people are starting to get it. See, people are starting to get smart. See, so they're now complying with the vaccine schedule.
The fear
when
is working.
Reality, yeah. When in reality, I believe the answer is that they have not been educated to the point in an objective way about the dangers and the things that are risks.
So they can make fully informed decisions, which we are in favor of.
See, there is no debate, right? There is no debate.
You
see?
Shall not. Don't question anything.
No.
And this leads to the next story, and this is what the new moms-to-be don't know yet. They haven't followed yet. This story of a 9-year-old girl in Texas, paralyzed and blinded 2 days after receiving the flu shot. Of course, doctors might say it's a coincidence, there's no relationship to it, but this is even being reported by the mainstream news. They're actually referencing the flu shot because the parents are so adamant that it indeed there was nothing wrong with this child. She got a flu shot. This girl, Brianna Browning, fourth grader from Crystal Beach, Texas, healthy before being injected with the flu vaccine. Guess where? At Bolivar Peninsula School They're injecting these kids at school. It's bad enough that they're being indoctrinated with bogus information by government school systems, indoctrination centers. Now they're injecting them there, too. Now she's paralyzed from the waist down, completely blind. Her symptoms started about 8 hours after receiving a flu shot when her mother said she began profusely vomiting, which continued into the next day. She got the shot Thursday. By Saturday, she was paralyzed from the waist down. And Super Don, wasn't it I that predicted the next false flag vaccine event will happen over the issue of paralysis? They're going to claim that polio is back.
Right.
This is where this is going, because there's more and more Guillaume Poiré symptoms that were recategorized, reclassified, and renamed. Paralysis disorders. We can't say it's polio because everybody's getting a polio vaccine, so we'll call it something else. And they're going to say because of more parents not willing to get their kids vaccinated, there's going to be an outbreak like the universal polio or something. I'm telling you, that's where they're going with this. I can see the writing on the wall. This is the Matrix being made real. They're playing you. Doctors have diagnosed Browning with acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, ADEM, which is known to be triggered by vaccines. We don't know which flu shot she got. And then as a finale on this flu story, although we hope to hear from Sally L. Cordy, she's a brilliant activist in New York on this issue and many others, next hour. But Healthy Families for God published this. Sarah Jo Poff, health and wellness educator, writes about this, about an ER nurse. She shared this story from an emergency room nurse sharing his experiences. Yes, a male nurse, no jokes. This is for real. ER nurse shares his experiences with vaccine reactions. Posted with his permission. He says, I cannot even begin to guess how many times over the years I've seen vaccine reactions come through my ER without any exaggeration. It has to be counted in the hundreds. This is a nurse writing about his experiences of witnessing children being brought into the ER for what he has determined to be vaccine reactions. Now, the question is, do the doctors agree? Because they might disagree. I know that. Some of you go, well, he's just a nurse, right? Well, dude, who's on the front line here? Who interacts often more in this case? Who actually asks a lot of the questions? Who has time to? The doctors are coming in for triage and then leaving. And then it's up to the nurse very often to relate what they're seeing. And he's talking to these family members of these children being brought in there. And one of his first questions, just like I have one of my first questions if people come to see me for help, I said, when was your last vaccine? Do you have mercury fillings? First things, I got to know your mercury status. And this is something that he began to learn. He says, how recently was your child vaccinated? And invariably, it was within hours to within the week or a few days. And they're just shocked, absolutely shocked. And, of course, the parents say, well, yeah, the pediatrician caught us up on our vaccines this morning during their checkup, and the pediatrician said they were perfect health. And he says, I hear this all the time. Quoting this ER nurse, for all the cases I've seen, I've never seen any medical provider report them to VAERS, the Vaccine Adverse Event Recording System. He says, I have filed VAERS reports, but I am the only nurse I have ever met that files VAERS reports. I also have never met a doctor that filed a VAERS report. Never. He says, never. He's never seen it. In fact, he's actually gone to the doctors and said, this doctor, this patient has just received a vaccine hours ago. We need to put this in the VAERS report, the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And the doctors did just say, no, we're not doing that. There's no relay. It was just a coincidence. And the thing is, it doesn't matter if it's just a coincidence. You're supposed to report it. And this ER nurse reminded the doctor that they are writing the report that the child was vaccinated mere hours before. And at the end, you read the report, and there's a complete omission of that fact. The physician then will state, well, it's just encephalitis of unknown origin. The doctors argue that the vaccines have nothing to do with it. Doctors are programmed. They're automatons. They're robots. This is not impressive. If they're willing to just say, oh, it has nothing to do with it. How do you know, doctor? It just doesn't. How do you know, doctor? Well, you drill them down, then they'll slap you. They'll leave the room. They'll try and get you out of their sight. But they'll never admit that they don't know. And they're saying that they know because they've been programmed to say that they know. It has nothing to do with it, because I've been told vaccines have nothing to do with anything except good health and lack and fewer diseases. Yet, how many of these patients do you see, doctor, like this nurse in the ER room who had recently been vaccinated? And what does this mean about the vaccine adverse event reporting system? Some have argued that you're only getting about a tenth of the actual numbers being reported to the system that is supposed to alert everybody about vaccine adverse events. One tenth, which means there could be a million a year. But if you read this, it looks more like we're dealing with one thousandth, maybe even fewer being reported. One thousandth. Super Don, this is absolutely stunning what this nurse is revealing. Absolutely stunning.
It is. You don't hear that anywhere. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that statistic. I mean, really?
Yeah, but we go to doctors.
What's the dangerous part of vaccines, really?
You want to hear from
what's wrong
Dr.
with vaccines?
We want to hear? Dr. Richard Pan has it.
You know what's the most dangerous substance in the vaccine? Water. More children die of water toxicity than anything else that's in the vaccine.
Wow.
What?
That's Dr. Richard Pan. That's the pediatrician. This is why.
Water?
This is why I say doctors are either stupid, dumb, or absolutely arrogant, ignorant, and dangerous. Richard Pan from California says water is the most dangerous thing in a vaccine. We'll talk about it a little bit later with Sally L. Cordy. Yeah. Back after this.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, notes are up. Thanks to Op-Ed. Put them up there, robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Links in the show notes to all the stories we're covering, as well as the great sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. In addition, right here, our syndicator, GCN. We're available now on Talk Network, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Epic Times, and across the pond on UK Health Radio. I don't know the iTunes feed. Is there like a new RSS feed for iTunes?
Working on that.
Okay. Cool. Well, Super Don's at the helm, making it sound good. Ben's on the board. If you'd like to call in, let me know what I should make for dinner, birthday dinner. Make it something simple. You're going to give me some kind of rocket science recipe. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens
rocket
there.
Rocket science. It doesn't take rocket science. Come on.
Well, for certain things, it doesn't.
Well,
yeah,
really,
I know.
I'm not
giving up.
All right. Well, listen, are you at least maybe going to play some nice music for her on her birthday?
I should. I mean, we had, you know, the new
are you
going
to sing? You going to sing to her?
No, she doesn't want me to sing to her. I mean.
Then she would throw tomatoes at you, right?
Yeah, exactly. I know. I don't know what to do with that, but yeah, I'll try to figure out some good music. I don't see anything in today's audio though of special, but there is a story about music. Funny enough, you know, because I admit it, I'm a rock and roll kind of guy. Doesn't mean I don't like symphonic music and orchestra, you know, all of that. I love that. I love the fusion of the Dixie Dregs and Steve Morse. You know, of course, I admit I grew up on Neil Diamond. You grew up, Super Don, on Barry Manilow. That's okay. We still hang out. No problem. I just...
You mean there's no, like, holy war going on between the two of us, one side versus the other?
Every once in a while we play insult games.
I could see them doing a duet, couldn't you?
What would it be?
Well, I don't know. What would you suggest?
Well, I've got two songs here that one's a Diamond song and one's a Manilow song, and which shall I play first?
Well, okay, but let's give this some context first.
Okay, context for us, please.
there was some research that was done about music.
Yeah, okay. It's not just good for the soul, it's also good for the body. I agree.
That's right.
I use music medicinally.
I do too, actually, quite a bit. Over my lifetime, music has had a big influence on dealing with things like pain and anxiety and things of that nature. It's medicine.
Yeah.
And they did some research here, and they found that the impact of music, in this particular case, they did on surgical outcomes.
Right.
And they found out that it did have an impact on pain and things of that nature when people had certain types of music when they were listening to it during surgery. Actually, even doctors use music.
Well, it makes sense. You want them to do the best stuff they can do, but it said that if the patient got to choose what he or she wanted in recovery, of course, music can inspire you. You know, I used to jam out when I was, swimming as a youngster competitively, and right before it, you used to see, I think Michael Phelps, all of those even big dudes, they'll wear their earphones and they're listening to music that gets them focused. And,
Training. That's a big thing. So I don't know. Let's do a little test here. If you were having surgery,
yeah,
and you were listening to, say, some Neil Diamond, do you think this would help you? Let's just take a little test here.
Okay.
Would this help you feel less pain if you were in, let's say, under the knife in surgery?
Let's find out.
On the boats and on the planes, coming to America.
I think that would fire me up. I mean, that's a patriotic song.
Yeah.
Of course, now people are afraid because of what...
You have trouble standing sitting still, though, while they're trying to do surgery, right?
Yeah, that wouldn't be necessarily the most appropriate for surgery because you're fired up. You're like, dude, oh, no, I cut too far. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
What else? You got another one?
Well, I don't know. I mean, since we always, it's like Neil Diamond versus Barry Manilow. Let's see.
Yeah.
Now, maybe if you were under surgery, under the knife here, would you want to listen to this song? Would this help you with the pain?
Oh, I'd be worried about where they're going to be placing instruments listening to that song. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I don't
gotta
know.
Love Barry Manilow. Yeah.
Maybe some better music selections would
Yeah, I choose wisely, in other words, is the recommendation here. Choose wisely. Thank you for those musical selections, and music is good for the soul and good for the body. And if you're capable and able, dance like no one's watching. I don't dance differently when people are watching. It's just as silly. So with that, next hour, what am I going to make for dinner? Obesity in 8-year-old kids, comment of the day on the Budwig protocol. Also, we hope to hear from Sally Elcordi on some vaccine issues and updates around the globe. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.